Since the turn of the millennium, the prevalence rate of autism increased by 200%. That's according to Judith Miller. She's a director at the Center for Autism Research at CHOP. And she points out that now, the number of children who need to be evaluated for autism is incredibly high compared to the number of professionals who have experience with the disorder.
When autism was rare, a lot of systems were put in place to make sure that the person really had autism before you offered or provided really extensive or expensive interventions.
Miller says despite autism becoming more common,
we still have these requirements for specific types of documentation by a specific type of autism expert, and that creates a huge bottleneck for services from Medicaid, from insurance, even from the state, and sometimes in special education.
Miller says the medical community needs to give non-specialists the tools to help make an autism diagnosis, particularly for children who have a clear presentation of the disorder. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.